Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
7:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Getting ready for some baseball, but we have not forgotten about football as well. I saw this yesterday, gentlemen, and I was just surprised at some of the things that were said. Joe, I love this. Thank you, Joe. I just saw this. Joe just sent the picture of Oscar Gamble.
Yeah.
Afro in the hat.
Greatest quote ever.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see it.
People ain't think it be like it is, but it do.
Yes.
Works for everything.
Sarah Ellison posted this the other day, what other teams are saying in regards of their interest level in Lamar Jackson. The 49ers say we got three quarterbacks that we're pretty good with right now. The Bucks head coach Todd Bowles says we know it's time for us to get under the cap, and he makes a lot of money. The Colts didn't rule him out. But Irsay says, as an owner, I do not believe in fully guaranteed contracts. When you have a rookie quarterback, it gives you the opportunity to build a franchise for the first 3 or 4 years. The Falcons owner, we know what he says, Arthur Blank, said it yesterday. We read it yesterday. Looking at it objectively, I'd say there's some concern over how long can he play his style of football. Hopefully a long time, but he missed 5-6 games. Each of the last 2 years, each game counts in his business. Panther GM says he's a great option, a real expensive option, but we're focused on more the draft picks at this point. Lions head coach Dan Campbell, Lamar's a heck of a talent, but man, we got a quarterback, and thank God we got one. We're good. I want to circle back to that. You got Ron Rivera?
When you bring an entity that has, you know, the number, the contract number, and the impact it's going to have, it's going to change exactly what we're trying to do right now. We talked about what we felt and how we feel about it, and we felt that going forward with what we've got with Sam and Jacoby now, we feel we can do that because of the guys that we have as playmakers. When you bring in a player with a big number, it impacts you, and you have to now, what do you have to give up?
Joe Douglas, the Jets GM, says it would be disingenuous and negotiating in bad faith if we went down that path. Right now, we have our plan. Pete Carroll says, we're not interested. I couldn't imagine him being available, and we couldn't afford him. I want to circle back to what Lions head coach Dan Campbell says, which I think the Ravens have to be thinking. The back part of it. Man, we got a quarterback, and thank God we got one. So we're good. That's what the Ravens have to be thinking. What Dan Campbell said is basically what I said yesterday. When you have a quarterback, stop looking for a quarterback. You do whatever you can do to keep your quarterback. Am I blaming this negotiation on the Ravens? No. I said that's what the Ravens are thinking. That's why you hear those quotes from John Harbaugh, because they know how tough it is, Jeremy, to get a franchise quarterback.
I mean, this is exactly it. I think it was Mike Tannenbaum, who I hate agreeing with, but he looked at it and said, if you're an NFC team, how are you not in on Lamar right now? How are you not looking at him with how wide open that
conference is? He turns the conference upside down.
Well, because San Fran, like, we all think they're really good. Who's their quarterback? We don't know. And could they figure it out throughout the season? Sure, they could be fine. We believe the Eagles are going to be good. They lost a couple of guys to free agency. They're revamping a little bit. The Cowboys, same thing. We think they're going to be good. Who else? Who's winning the South? Who's winning the North? The Lions are favored to win the North. Why on earth wouldn't you take a guy that has the best winning percentage out of all these cats and try to put him on your team? And I get it. Look, it's not just signing a guy. You're giving up a ton of value to get him, and then you're signing him. So there is a lot that goes into it. But there should be at least some interest. This is ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, let's look at the other side of it. Jared Goff, I mean, he was the sixth best passer in the league. He was number six in the yardage in the league last year.
Yeah, but he's also throwing a ton because they're behind.
Well, his quarterback rating was 99.3. So he had a good year. You can't take that away from him.
See, but I don't think he did have a good I think from a statistic standpoint, we look at it. But he's in these meaningless games trailing and throwing the football a ton.
He played 17 of them, though.
Yeah.
See, you're missing my point. I think you're missing my point, Jeremy. I'm not questioning why these other cats aren't interested in Lamar Jackson. My point is, I think what Dan Campbell said is what the Ravens have to be thinking. We have Lamar Jackson. We're good. Why in the hell would they be interested in getting rid of Lamar Jackson? Lamar can request all the trades he wants to. He doesn't have leverage in this. We have a quarterback that in his first 5 years in the league has 101 touchdowns to 38 interceptions. Let me say it again for those of you who think he can't throw the football. 101 touchdown passes to 38 interceptions. His passer completion percentage is 64%. His quarterback passer rating is 96.7. Why do we talk about this guy like he's some scrub? Why?
Who's talking about
who? I mean, people in general. People in general. Yes.
When you talk about Arthur Blank,
yes.
Lamar's been contacted 877 times since he's been in the league, and that's 27 more than Josh Allen. That's where he's coming from that side.
Okay. I got you.
You mean than anybody else. This is the Josh Allen. Trying to change the way Josh Allen plays the game. Any other team to say, we don't want Lamar to play like that anymore. Maybe they don't think he can do what Josh Allen does.
And I'm okay listening to that, but let's be honest. The hits that these two guys take are vastly different.
Yeah.
A big runner that takes on, you know, he's taking on the collision where one's trying to avoid it and make you miss. And does it mean that Lamar's not going to take hard hits? No, of course he is. Josh Allen takes on a lot more.
He runs like Cam Newton.
And what I mean by we talk about him like he's some scrub, I mean in general. People call and make the debate as if he's not a quarterback. Those are quarterback numbers. Those are QB1 numbers.
I know the coaches.
64% completion percentage, 101 touchdowns to 38 interceptions, and a passer rating of 96.7. That's 5 years.
Yeah.
Those are QB1 numbers.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just people just don't know what they're talking about. You have the NFL coaches saying he's extraordinary talent. He's a really good player. I mean, everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
It's just, I think, Bob Irsay said it. I don't believe in guaranteed contracts.
Or Jim Irsay said that.
Jim Irsay, yeah.
I don't think Bob's saying it much.
He may have talked to Bob when he slept last night. I mean, he saw Bob.
Hold on. Maybe when you and Bob were going to school together, he did say that to you. You know what? One thing to remember, young Eddie, guaranteed contracts are for the fools.
Ed Norris, you have a hypothetical for us in Commissioner's Baltimore, don't you?
Yeah. I'm just, I think one of the people forgetting is as we talk about doom and gloom and the Ravens suck and they're going to come in last and be a 7-win team and blah, 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 blah. They almost should have gone to the AFC Championship last year without him. They came up a ridiculous giveaway fumble. They dominated the Bengals. They were putting the game away. Then they fumble a snap and give it to the fattest guy in the field and runs it back 99 yards and wins the game. I mean, it's the stupidest thing ever. They should have played the Bills the next week in rainy, wet conditions in Buffalo, cold, rainy conditions with a great running game. They should have won the AFC. I mean, and my question is, if that had happened and they didn't have that freak play with the Bengals, would Lamar still be looking for this contract the way he is?
As Joe said, so all of this, you're saying we're blaming Tyler Huntley?
No. Not Pro Bowl quarterback Tyler Huntley.
No, man. Pro Bowl MVP. Why you keep put some respect on that man's name?
My bad.
Commissioner's Baltimore up next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Third down and goal from the one. Hungry sticks the ball out. The Bengals have the ball. They are running it back. Sam Hubbard with blockers behind him. Hubbard to the Ravens 40.
Nice.
The 30.
Nice.
The 20.
Yeah.
The 10. The
Woo.
5. Touchdown.
How about it?
Bengals.
Woo.
Tyler Huntley tried to extend the ball over the goal line. It got poked away. Sam Hubbard scooped it up and ran the length of the field for a go-ahead Bengals touchdown.
Courtesy of Bengals Radio Network. I wonder why the play-by-play guy didn't describe the block in the back that took place there. You didn't hear that?
No.
There's a block in the back!
I do have to say that's a pretty cool, amazing call if you're not the Ravens.
Yeah.
With the former offensive lineman, Dave Lapham. Every time the guy stopped, yeah, roll, go, like every down point. But what a terrible thing to happen in a playoff game.
It was such a freak accident. Were they on the one?
No, it was the two, remember? Because it was a quarterback sneak from the two, right?
Quarterback sneak from the two. So, Ed, what's your hypothetical again? Give it to us.
You heard the call. You know, this Ravens season ends on a complete freaky, fluky quarterback sneak fumble that goes the other way for 99 yards. had that not happened, they play Buffalo in Buffalo, but under terrible weather conditions, because they did have that week, the Ravens would have had an advantage because they had such a good running game and the Bills passed the ball all the time. I think the Ravens would have went to the AFC Championship. And if they did, because that play didn't happen, would we be in this mess with Lamar right now? Would he be doing this?
Let's just go with your hypothetical. That's what I went with yesterday, because you can argue it, but it's a hypothetical, okay? I would venture to say Lamar plays against the Chiefs. If they get to the Chiefs, I would venture to say with two extra weeks, Lamar plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
So you could be in this position right again because he might get you there, but I get what you're saying. He, being that they were one and done in the playoffs, Lamar could argue his value even more because the team didn't go far in the playoffs without him. Is that what you're insinuating?
I just think, yeah, it would have changed the way things, played out. Like, would he have played at the end of the season if he saw that? It was, oh, wow, we're moving on. And, would he still be as strident as he is about this, guaranteed money right now, seeing that the team went to the AFC Championship without him anyway? Because by then he would have been at 8 games.
Good thoughts, Jeremy Cohn.
I think it's I like these hypotheticals when – realistically, you could look at how close you were. I mean, you're right there. There's no guarantee that Cincinnati didn't go down the field and score again if you punch one in, kick a field goal there.
Were the Ravens up 17-16 at that fumble? Cincinnati go for two when they scored?
I don't remember.
Okay. I don't remember.
I mean,
no, they didn't go for two.
Wait a minute. They played back-to-back weeks, too.
They didn't go for two. It was 17-17.
Okay.
With the Ravens going in. Because the Cincinnati Bengals scored 7 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That was the only 7 points.
And like, to that point, if people really remember the Buffalo game, because Cincinnati went up there, and we talked about, like, Buffalo runs sort of a matchup zone type defense where it can get really difficult, and or it's like a man to man where they can go zone, but because of how they try to hide their coverages and the conditions of the field, they couldn't get the proper footwork. That's why Cincinnati went right down the field and scored, and then Buffalo switched it up, and then they were a little bit more in the game, even though by that point in time, you're already behind the eight ball. This isn't me making an excuse for Buffalo. I'm just saying I think the Ravens would have had a shot to be in that game.
Me too.
And then we talk about Kansas City, which, look, they went to the Super Bowl. They're amazing. It's just that's a juggernaut that you're dealing with anytime you face that cat. But maybe there would have been a little bit more hope leading into this season, as Ed's pointing out. So, yeah, I think it's very viable. And it's not like some long shot, crazy ass thing where you lost 31-3 in the first round of the playoffs. You're going, what if?
No, right.
What if you just don't drop the ball there?
Yeah.
Or have it knocked out of your hands?
What if you don't call that play? Because you got a big bruiser in the backfield that can do that for you.
Talking about Pat Ricard?
Let's go to that. No, I'm not talking about Pat Ricard. I would never do that. I'm talking about Gus Edwards is in the backfield.
I like Pat.
I like Pat, too, blocking, not carrying the football. We try that sometimes, too. You know, remember when we put that 300-pound fullback out in the flats?
Yeah.
That play? That's a great play.
It's great
because nobody else runs it, so it makes it great. Nobody else runs that. It's a reason nobody else runs it, dude.
I'm winding you up. This is me got you round in third right now. Yeah.
I hate that dude.
Anyway.
I do.
I just, you know, I think sometimes when you look at some of these hypotheticals, this is the one that's fair because you were so, like, I don't think anybody gave them there were some Ravens fans that thought they could win that game, but people in the back of their mind are going, it was done.
I did not think, I be honest with you, I walked away, it made me realize even more how John Harbaugh can get guys ready to play. You can argue his X's and O's, and I won't argue against you. If you came to me in front of me and told me John Harbaugh is a horrible X's and O's coach, I got no argument for it against you. None. But if you told me that John Harbaugh can't prepare a team to play psychologically and emotionally, then you and I are arguing. Because his teams are always ready to play football. Always.
Mm-hmm.
They play in the moment. They never look like the game is too big for them. That's leadership.
Yeah.
That's what head coaches do. So to me, I walked away from that game saying, that's John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
That's John Harbaugh. His team's always ready.
Oh, they're always ready. And they play hard for him. They really do. So,
and if you sit here and name the two games that they're not ready, then you prove my point even more. Because you can sit here and name the two games that they weren't ready.
But it's probably because he just loves his team.
He does.
He does. He cares.
He does. I mean,
joking aside,
he does.
We've said this. As far as getting men ready, being a leader of men, he's one of the best. He's easily one of the best. Does the message grow stale? And I think eventually anywhere you are, that message is going to grow stale.
He gets rid of them.
Yeah.
I tell you, I can see why guys would play for him, though. Because the times I'm around him and actually talk to him over lunch or whatever, he's a true believer. Like, this is not an act with him. He really believes in this, what he says. So and you can tell when someone's full of crap or when they're really, talking from their heart. And I think you guys, they pick up on that.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Opening day 2023. The new additions. We'll talk about the new additions to Camden Yards at 7:45. They are spectacular. But on the other side, I want to hear from you. It's hypothetical. Is Lamar Jackson having the same demands for contract if the Ravens would have gotten deeper into the playoffs game with Tyler Huntley? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:31 in the a.m. on this Thursday. Ed Norris likes to call this day
Friday Eve.
410-583-1057. I love when this. Never mind. Ed's hypothetical.
Go ahead.
If the Ravens go deep in the playoffs, does Lamar Jackson make these same contract demands now? If they go deep in the playoffs with Tyler Huntley? Let's go to Robert, who's in Parkville. What's up, Robert?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Great. Well, how are you?
As always. First of all, Lamar Jackson needs to hire himself an agent. Okay? If he had an agent that gets some guaranteed money, gets him, you know, for 3 years, and then gets some incentive, you win us the Super Bowl, here's $20 million. He doesn't know how to negotiate a contract like that. Agents do. That's what they get paid for. It's like going to court on a felony charge without an attorney. You're not going to win. You know?
So you're basically saying that hypothetical be damned. Get an agent.
Nah, get an agent, yeah. I mean, you know, even if they went to the AFC Championship game, they're still going to have negotiating problems. I guarantee it. I don't think that would have helped his cause as the further they went into the playoff.
Thanks a lot, Robert. Appreciate that, my man. I agree with him just because of his name. I didn't know what he said. He was right when he called in with the name. Dan in Elkridge. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys.
How are you, Dan?
I got two parts to this. One, I think his value would have been lowered because showing that Tyler Huntley could take him that far, they don't need him as much as people think.
Uh-huh.
Two, I'm tired of hearing we're a Super Bowl contender with him. How many playoff games has that man won?
One.
I mean, we got to think realistically. Yes, his winning percentage is high. Yes, he's a great player. He doesn't win the big games.
I think that's a
little bottom line.
Well, you know what's also flawed in the winning percentage? Those are the games he actually played in. If you look at the overall picture, what's the winning percentage of the Ravens games with him on the roster because of all the games he missed?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I get all this stuff.
Well, if it's bad when he's not playing, that says how valuable he is.
Incorrect.
How's that?
Because the best ability is availability. If he's not there, you can't count on
him. I understand that, but if you're in that contract situation, you're Lamar Jackson, you're proving your worth by the win percentage when you're not on the field. You're not saying...
And I would say you play two-thirds of the season.
I'm just saying that to me. If that's like saying Patrick Mahomes is not as valuable to his team because they don't win as many games when he's not playing. I mean, that's
to be doesn't proved. Happen.
Well, he hasn't played before.
Everybody gets hurt here and there.
Right, so that proves your value. That doesn't devalue.
And let me say this, like Tyler, with all due respect to Tyler Huntley, he did not take him there to the playoffs.
No, he didn't.
The wins that Lamar stacked early on in the season is what helped them kind of sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting here knocking Huntley or anything, gets into the game. Like, I hate when people take a small sample size such as these playoff games. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we're talking about 5 years here now where this team's gone to the playoffs. Because of it. The first year they went to the playoffs, he had no business being in there. They were running an option offense.
Right.
And the San Diego Chargers at the time came in and said, they said, you know what? We're going
to
take all our linebackers off the field. Let's just put safeties out here, undersized guys, and we'll match your speed. Greg Roman did nothing to adjust the next 2 years. He wins an MVP year two. You could say, like, there's a lot of things to knock Lamar about. And the only thing that I'm really listening to is the fact that he's missed portions of the last 2
because
years.
Because of injuries, yeah.
I mean, the play on the field and talking about playoff wins and losses, that's so overrated and such BS. You make one run, it changes the entire thing. And I know that all counts, but I just don't buy into that.
Yeah, they were 2-3 in the games without Lamar. Let's go to Billy in East Baltimore. What's up, Billy?
What's going on, man?
Chilling.
Hey, why would you make an unnecessary statement like that anyway?
What was unnecessary, Billy?
You said if Huntley would have won, would it have changed that for Lamar Jackson?
Trying to ignite discussion here. That's all it is. Why are you so sensitive? What, are you related to Lamar? Why are you so sensitive about this?
Related to? I just don't get like the call and say he ain't win no big games. He done beat Mahomes before. He done beat Tom Brady. Why everybody keep trying to find excuses not to pay that man? He done beat Seattle.
They wanted to pay the man. They offered him a $200 million contract. This is what you guys get. It's so misleading. Everybody's out there blindly saying they got to pay the man. Yeah, they're trying to pay the man. You just don't get to demand what you want. You got to negotiate it. If he gets in the end, good for him. But they offered him a tremendous contract. That's just not true.
But he going off. He better than somebody like Watson. Watson don't deserve that money.
He doesn't.
They gave it to him.
Right. You're absolutely right. He didn't deserve the money. That's right. He did not deserve the money. That's why the league is so upset with the Haslam of the Browns, because he's reset the market for quarterbacks, and he didn't deserve the contract. Besides, he hadn't played, and he had like 24 cases against him. Lamar has none of his baggage, and he's a better player. You're 100% right.
Cecil County, Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, man. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
All right. I think Lamar is hesitant to play another playoff game in Baltimore because of the poor criticism he got for being 1-3 in the playoffs, and we're looking at it the wrong way. When Lamar is out there, we make the playoffs every year. It's 31 teams trying to do the same thing we're trying to do, and our chances are very high with Lamar Jackson. But I think he's hesitant to play because of the poor hype.
I'll tell you this, Eric. I want Lamar Jackson here, but if he's hesitant because of criticism, I don't want Lamar Jackson. I don't want somebody that's hesitant because of criticism. I want somebody that says, I'm 1-3 in the playoffs. I've got to do better. I've got to silence the critics. That's what you want from your leader. You want a leader who silences the critics, not runs from the critics.
You can't run from criticism as a quarterback.
And I don't believe that either. I don't believe Lamar Jackson is running from criticism.
Although he's looking a little immature with his Twitter battles. He's fighting with nobodies. Like, it's really beneath him to get involved in this conversation with just, you know, people trolling him.
It's funny you say that because Chris in Parkville wants to talk about that. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. Good.
How you doing?
Great show as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, there's so many just general observations you can make, but the whole thing is he's trying to set and dictate his market value, but the market dictates your value. And like you said, I think he's just acting immature, and I would almost bet that he didn't take economics in school.
Well, you know, so when I look at as some people put it, the market is what the market is. I'm wondering if this is just a little bit different because of timing, the presence of the teams that you have drafting high in the draft that would rather go with a rookie quarterback and pay less and see what happens than to give up something of tremendous value and then to go eat up most of your salary cap by paying him. This market, look, it is what they say it is. I still think his best chance to make money and have success is right here in Baltimore, whether or not he gets to that point or there's just some disconnect.
This gives him the best chance to win a Super Bowl, and he's going to be a very rich man anyway.
And by the way, saying someone's a Super Bowl contender with him, that means you have a shot to win the Super Bowl. The fact that they've had one playoff win, like, none of that matters. Like, you have the opportunity. Without him, you're not usually going to sniff the playoffs. Now, the Ravens, could they dominate defensively in a league that's been driven by offense for the past couple of years? They could. I just don't think it's likely that you do that and make a run to the postseason.
Let's go to Sid in VA. What's up, Sid?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, look, this all you Ravens fans out there that talk about, you know, this whole deal with him and the fact is this is factual, right? I remember before Lamar came, John Harbaugh, everybody in the city knew John Harbaugh was out the door.
Yeah.
Before he came, everybody knew. And everybody knew that we were mediocre. We go to now. Lamar leaves for what? Two seasons here to finish the season, right? They factually turned to mediocre. They're mediocre without him. So anybody can say what they want to. You win with them, you turn mediocre without him. And my greatest fear is that this, is that when, if he goes, is we're not going to turn into what, the Houston Texans. No, I don't think what's going to happen. But we're going to be mediocre and stuck in the middle, and that's my worst fear. Take it easy.
Thanks a lot, Sid. 410-583-1057 is the number. What is Pocota saying for the Orioles? What are their projections for the 2023 season? We'll talk about that at 8:15. But on the other side, opening day's today. The home opener is a week from today. I'll tell you what new additions to expect right here on The Fan. Man.
You said they were coming into Camden Yards.
I don't. Listen, there's certain songs. Shh. Hey. Hey.
They're a Zip special it. Treat.
That's the original.
Yeah, but you said they were coming to Camden Yards.
That's a new additions.
No, that's
not additions.
I heard
additions.
New addition at Camden Yards.
New additions.
Are they all coming
like
back?
Like an A, not an E.
Is Ralph going
to
be there?
No, not the new addition to the Jackson 5. The new additions to the things around.
Well, hell. Got me all excited.
Got me all ready for a new addition.
You got me all ready for a drink of orange juice. And there's only a swallow.
Swallow it shut. Oh. Oh, man. I had a chance yesterday to go to Oriole Park in Camden Yards to see the new additions that are there. And for the record, this whole tour began at 10 o'clock. What time is this show in?
10.
So they started with the food. Now, I would think that my friend Jennifer Grandall would say, you know what? Rob can't get here until about 10:20. So let's start with something else so that he can see the whole food tour. But no. No, she started the food tour first. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate it. So I got there.
Here comes the bus.
I got there towards the back end of the food tour. The stuff is good. And they have this Baltimore chicken box. I told you earlier. It's chicken strips. It's not. There's no bones in it. It's not your traditional city chicken box. It's not dressed up that way, but the way it tastes. I told you, I thought my Aunt Artrulia was in the back cooking it. Aunt Artrulia, you here? You don't need it. I did hot sauce. I don't do
You don't need the salt pepper ketchup?
I do hot sauce.
I do too.
They even had the packets, Jeremy. They had the packets of hot sauce. Not. What is this? What is this? Tabasco? Like, not Tabasco, because that's not hot sauce. Mm-hmm. That's liquid fire. They had the Louisiana, not the bright red. If you got bright red hot sauce, it's not hot sauce. Hot sauce should be kind of orange. A little orange color. A little orange tint to it. Do you agree? They had the orange tinted hot sauce. They had
your Tabasco's from Louisiana.
It's crap though. It's from the uppity section of Louisiana.
Uppity.
It's from uppity section.
Uppity.
Yeah. What else they had there that I can remember? They had a new hot dog with crab meat on top of it. Gina and Greg, who do no sports, couldn't spell sports if you spotted them all the letters. They were there. It was free food. They had a lot of new dishes you're going to love. Pretzel dishes.
Did any come with the chicken box other than the strips?
Like fries in a roll. It's good, man. It's good stuff. I grabbed another one on the way out the door and a packet of hot sauce starts spreading on it.
Yeah, the Be More Chicken Box is what it's
you
called.
See it?
Yeah, I'm trying to I was trying to look at like a slideshow just to see some of the food. And of course,
they have the soup. Now, Jeremy, you're going to love this. They have the Superbook Sports Superbook Bar and Restaurant. It's going to replace Dempsey's on Utah Street. Their sports betting app will go live in April.
Do you want to know the slogan that they have up there that somebody already sent to me?
Yes, it says, good teams win, great teams cover.
This is correct.
That's their slogan. See, I was there.
That's been my motto for years.
Now, they will not have windows for you to bet at, but they'll have all the betting information that you see in Vegas right there for you. I heard the food is good too there.
And what about the what's the outdoor bar?
The center field bar?
Yeah.
That's still gonna be there.
Is it back to normal? Like where they're serving or do you have no hard liquor there?
I did not ask that. That's a good question. I'm send that
I love hanging out up there.
I'll send that question up the flagpole. That's a good question, man.
I would appreciate it if you
Yeah, I did not. Yeah. That's a good question because they went away from the hard liquor just to beer.
Yeah.
You and I are hanging up there without the hard liquor.
And I used to always hang out up there.
I love hard liquor.
So here's what I'm reading about some of this too, Rob, even though you got to try some of it. The Big Boog Pit Beef Sandwich.
Yes, I did. I'm glad you brought that up because I took some off the bread. Tastes really good, but it's Boog Pit Beef.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
I mean, what do you expect?
You mentioned the B-More
Make
chicken
me want to slap
box.
Jeremy.
It's fine.
Just for general purposes.
The Yard Dog at the Rooftop Bar.
That's the one.
Footlong, what is it? 3 footlong Franks on one bun with some crab dip.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
3 footlongs on a bun?
Yeah.
It's a party.
Or 6 Jeremys.
stop joking. What? No, it's not.
Or 12 like, Jeremy. Like, Sorry. I was trying to be adventurous.
Exactly.
1729 Pizza.
Yeah.
Name for the year Charm City was founded.
I had some of that.
Hand stretched dough, house sauce, Butcher Hill Sandwich Shop, signature crab pretzel, O's signature pretzel, pretzel.
The crab pretzel was good. Mm. I only had a little bit of that because I had carved up on the sandwich. So I had a little bit of the crab pretzel just to taste it so I'd be able to tell you guys about it. And it was damn good. Was really good. All right, so the food additions are great. And I'm not, you know, off air I would tell you if something was bad. And I didn't because it's all good, man. I'm telling you. I want to go down there just for the food. But again, the Superbooks bar and restaurant, awesome. I love the fact that you can go in there and see all the gambling options.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there for you. You can spend, let's take a, I said to them, with everything that you have on Utah Street, you're going to go to a game. On television, it's going to look like 15,000 people there. It's going to be 23,000 people. because everybody's around in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. The new merch is unbelievable. You're going to spend a lot of money there. I did yesterday. What is it? Ness and Mitchell and Ness?
Mitchell and Ness.
They have their own section in the Orioles store. Their own section. Some great stuff.
Is that open now, even though they're not there?
You can go there now.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I would recommend before opening day you head down there. Speaking of opening day, right now the Sportsbook Bar and Restaurant, which replaces Dempsey's, right now is only going to be open on game day.
Okay.
That's it. When the gates open, they open. For right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's all she kept saying, right now. When that'll expand, we don't know. But for right now, that's where they open. It's just excitement. Again, opening day for Baltimore, home opener is not for a week. And I was told that tickets are sold out with the exception of standing room only. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I'll go back and say it again. The most anticipated opening day home opener since 2015. And I say 2015 because that's the year following winning the American League East and going to the ALCS. This is probably the most anticipated one in 8 years. 410-583-1057. That's the number. And, of course, we will be there live at Pickles next week, broadcasting before opening day. Going to be fun. Going to be a lot of fun.
What type of weather do you think we get?
For opening day here? I'm going to say upper 50s.
This is cold this morning.
That's because we're getting the cold weather out of our system to usher in the warm weather for a week from now.
This goes back to even what you said. Like, even if it was the first 2 weeks, why aren't you playing a lot of domes, West Coast games, warm weather cities?
Yeah, that always had to be, what up the retractable roofs. Doesn't Toronto have one?
Yes, I believe.
You can play up there, retractable roof.
Toronto, Arizona.
All these places that where you can control the weather. Climate control or warm weather places should have the first week and a half to 2 weeks of opening day, in my opinion, of the baseball season. And then after that, you start moving towards us. What does Makota have to say about the Orioles' 2023 season? We'll let you know at 8:15, but on the other side, Birds players are talking playoffs for 2023. But is it too soon? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.